I think a lot of people, when they think of individuals, don't realize that a lot of the people in the business historically were there because they chose to be there. They wanted to be in show business, and there's a lot of people that made their fortunes in the show business, and they went on to own their own shows. And
that's interesting, right?
And they employed many of their friends and other performers, and other we call freaks. And a lot of people misunderstand that word freak.
Yeah, talk about that, just because you can't help but say it because these were freak shows. But put some context to that.
Well, the word freak come from the sideshow. It come from the exhibiting of people that had that were different from the general populace, or had disabilities, or whatever you want to call it. And in the business itself, the freak was kind of the hierarchy of the sideshow. There are people that are called made freaks, and that's people that maybe tattooed people.
Oh, interesting.
Half and half, half man, half woman. You know, some of those people exhibited themselves, and you know, they were really one gender, but they built up one side of themselves and exhibited it as, you know, married.
Oh, that's interesting. And that's very interesting. That they would work their muscles on their right leg and their right arm, and let their left arm appear more feminine and work. Yes. You know, sort of create this illusion.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the idea of a maid freak in the hierarchy of the sideshow, it wasn't so much that they weren't as important and they didn't draw as much money for the showman. I mean, the reason that somebody runs a sideshow is to earn money. I've been told by many showmen that, if you're doing it without making money, that's a hobby. And I don't think anybody can put that much time and that much effort and that much of their skill into anything and not have to have a career and not want to be able to draw as much money as they can through the show. But the people that were considered the freaks were the royalty. They were the people that most likely drew the most money. And we're talking about a time when, you know, when the circus come to town or a carnival come to town, that was the entertainment for the farmer for the year. You know, it isn't like you can, turn Jerry Springer on or some of these other shows and be able to see the strange and unusual.
What was the golden age of the circus freak show?
Well, I think when we talk about the sideshows, it was early on. In the late 1800s is when they started picking up. And they, as everybody probably heard, P.T. Barnum, he started exhibiting people and bringing culture into a museum, the American Museum in New York, and that's kind of the predecessor of today's museum. And then he connected later on with the circus, where they brought out, either menageries or different kind of shows and put them in a tent. And the reason they're called a sideshow is because they're the show that's next to the big top, which would be the circus. And later, I don't think there's any circuses today that have a sideshow that travels with them. But eventually, they kind of broke off, and then they went on the midway. And there was a time when you went to see a midway, to where 90% of what was on the midway were shows, either girl shows or black reviews or 10-in-1s, where you had 10 acts in for one price in a show. Grind shows to where, your pit shows. I mean, when you went there, you just go from one show to the next and pay your money. I heard back in the 1930s that on the front of the show, you may pay a quarter. But by the time you got through the entire 10-in-1 and paid for all the dings, and what we're talking about is pitch cards or giant rings or whatever the people were selling on the inside, and then went and paid an extra cost to go to the blow-off, which is an extra added attraction, which was billed once you got in the inside. It cost you $6.50 you could spend.
Yeah. So you went in for a quarter, but you came out $7 less later on. I mean, when it was all said and done, that's pretty good. So when did the sideshow start to wane in popularity? When did sideshows shift to county and state fairs? What year,
I can't give you a year. I'm not really a historian.
Okay.
More of an archivist. And
that's fair enough.
When I was talked to about doing the show tonight, we've talked about Sideshow World itself. But I think, you know, as we go back, when the Sideshow started waning, it was probably in the 60s when they started to die down a little bit. When things become politically correct, you know, everybody was afraid to talk about a person that has a disability as being a freak.